All right, so we are holding on your Dalet Amud Beis, not 10 lines from the bottom, line begins bar. There's two lines, rather, there's two lines back to back beginning bar. We're holding on the second one, 10 lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday about Esrogim. We said that Esrogim, according to Rabbi Gamliel, are different than other trees in the fact that we go, that we determine their time from Meiser according to when they're picked. We talked about over the last couple of blocks that vegetables, we go according to the time of their lakita, according to when they're picked. Well, according to the Rambam, it means literally when they're picked. According to Tosfos, it means when they're completely ripe and ready for picking. Anyway, so we said that Rabbi Gamliel had said that the same thing is true of an esrog, even though it's a fruit tree. And we talked about previously on the Yudalat Amud Aleph, there had been something that there had been something that Rabbi Akiva had pointed out that that most kinds of fruits are able to grow exclusively on rainwater, whereas vegetables need to be irrigated. Therefore, they have different rules than other crops. Therefore, when the Chachamim set up the concept of Maaser for them, they made them different. They made them go according to the following year, according to the year when they're picked, because they continue growing up until they're picked. Well, an esrog is similar in that way, says Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore its Maaser goes not according to the past year when it first started growing, but rather the following year when it's actually, to the year when it's actually picked. As far, we said, on the other hand, it's like a tree. In other ways, as far as that Orla and Revaya and Shvius, and Orla, Nefer, Revaya and Shvius, apply to them the way they apply to trees, meaning that we go according to Hanotah for those purposes. We go according to when the fruit started developing for those purposes. Only when it comes to determining the year of Maaser do we go according to when it was picked. Then we had Rabbi Eliezer saying that no, it goes, an esrog is like all other trees in all other respects. So now continuing on this topic, Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, Hashta de Amar Rabbi Gamliel Esrog Acha L'Chitotzai. Now that Rabbi Gamliel has said that when, at least when, that when it comes to Maaser, we go according to when the esrog was picked. Then Isura Kiyerek, so it means that it's Maaser, so it means that it's sort of a hybrid. The Maaser of it is like a vegetable in the sense that we go according to the year that it was picked. However, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei, and therefore, no, not a hybrid, rather, therefore, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Tishrei, therefore, the Rosh Hashanah for it is going to be Tishrei like vegetables and not Chamisha Asa B'Shvat like other trees. So in other words, when it comes to, let's say, apples or grapes or what have you, what we say is we go according to when it develops one third of its growth. Well, With some things we said it goes according to when it's one third of its growth. According to the Rambam, those are actually the same thing. According to other Rishonim, not necessarily. Then we said that's as far as fruits. As far as most vegetables, we said go according to when they're picked. We said on Daf Yud Gimel, that there were a couple of kinds of vegetables that instead we go according to when they took root in the ground. But all fruits we said up until now, the Rosh Hashanah for them, the cutoff point between one year and the next is Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. When it came to vegetables, we said the cutoff point is Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rabbi Bar Avuna is saying, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you would have that an esrog is like a vegetable in that regard. Its cutoff point between one year and the next is going to be Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "Maisvi, though I have a contradiction. We learn in a Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Liket Esrog Erev Tesvav B'Shvat Ad Shlei Tovei HaShemesh. If a person picked some Esrogim on the day before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, Ad Shlei Tovei HaShemesh, before sunset, so they still belong to this. So according to this Hillel, and of course the Halacha is like this Hillel, the cutoff point is Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, so those ones belong to one year. Because of a Liket Nishat Tovei HaShemesh, then he picked other ones after the sun went down. In terminum astrum mizel there, we cannot take truma and maaser from one batch on behalf of the other batch. Lefisha in terminum astrum lemin achodesh ala yoshan, velemin a yoshan ala chodesh, because we can't take truma and maaser from new produce on old produce, or on behalf of old produce, or from old produce on behalf of new produce. Every year's truma and maaser has to be given from that year's produce. And we see from the, and we, so let's finish off the braisa. Then we'll see how this relates to what we're saying. What if what if the Chamisha Asa B'Shvat that we're talking about is of the fourth year? So up until now, it's considered to be part, is considered to be an extension of the third year. The third year of Shemitah, the third and the sixth year of Shemitah, we talked about the other day, you give Maisa Oni instead of Maisa Sheni. For most purposes, we say that that year begins on Rosh Hashanah, on Aleph Tishrei. But now, so now, as far as trees, now though, as far as trees, we're saying it begins Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. So therefore, if the previous year was a third year, and the current year is, and the current year is a fourth year, then Shlishis Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Oni, Revius Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Sheni, then the ones that you picked before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat still belong to the third year. We learned on Amud Aleph, Rashi gave a reason for that, just once we say that, the Gemara itself had given a reason that most of the year's rain has already fallen by Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, and therefore that's a reason to make that the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. Rashi over there pointed out that how to fruits develop, how does chanota with fruits take place, is because, good morning, Yaakov, how does chanota of fruits take place is because the sap rises in the trees. What makes the sap rise when it's absorbing rain, then when it's absorbing rainwater, therefore it makes sense to go according to when most of the year's rain has fallen and established that as the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. We said Tosfos said slightly differently that the vote is it takes time for the sap to rise when the fruits are having chanota around after Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. It means it's based on this year's rains. If it happens before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, then it's based on last year's rains, that it took time for those rains to penetrate the soil and then be taken up by the tree and cause the sap to rise, etc. So now, if this Chamisha Asa B'Shvat is during the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, then Shlishis Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Oni, the first batch of Asrogim that you picked before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat are considered third year fruit, and therefore their true Ma'aseres are Ma'aser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, as always, and Ma'aser Oni, that goes to the poor, Revius, and the ones that were picked after Chamisha Asa B'Shvat go according to the fourth year, Ma'aser Rishon or Ma'aser Sheni, they're the ones that you give Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni, which is you're going to be taking it to your Shalayim, etc. So, thus far the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Man Shamat Le De'ozel Basel Lekita. Now, so far, which Tana have we said holds that you go according to when the Esrog is picked rather than when it reached the stage of its growth of Chanota? Rabban Gamliel is the one who says that Lekita makes a difference. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we said that no, there's no such thing. Asurigim are like all other trees, and you go according to Chanota. Ve'katoni Shvat. And still we say that we're talking about Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. We're not talking about Rosh Hashanah as the cutoff point. So what are you, Rabbi Barav Huna, telling us that Rav Gamliel would say the cutoff point for them is Rosh Hashanah? We see clearly from this Braisa that it can't be. Otherwise, who is this Braisa like? So you're right. The Gemara says, Ela I itma hochi itma. Rather, if it was said, it was said as follows. Omer Rabbi Barav Huna, afa gav, Omer Rav Gamliel, esrog, acha lakitza kiyerek. Even though Rav Gamliel says that Asrogim follow when they're picked, and in that sense, they're like vegetables, nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah Shalai Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah for them remains Shvat, like other trees. So it's a hybrid, in other words. It's like trees completely as far as most other dinim, at least that as far as Orla, Revai, and Shvias. When it comes to Ma'aser, that itself is a mix. It's like vegetables that you go according to when it's picked, but it's like other trees in that you go according to Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, rather than if you treated it like a vegetable and said that you went according to Aleph Tishrei, like Rav Barav Huna, like we thought originally that Rav Barav Huna said. Okay. So there is, by the way, the question, you know, given that we're saying that Chanota is significant, that Chamisha Asa B'Shvat is significant by other trees, when it comes to Chanot, where other trees, we're saying we go according to Chanota, so fine, we have the point that most of the rain for the year has already fallen, and we have Tosis' point about rain that fell before Rosh Hashanah versus after Rosh Hashanah contributing to the growth of the fruit now. If we're saying that a Sirogim, that it depends on when they're picked, according to Rav Gamliel, why should Chamisha Asa B'Shvat why should it be significant? So the Pnei Yeshua, for example, the Pnei Yeshua asks that question and has a whole long discussion about it, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually writes about this in one of his tshuvas. He says that in the Pnei Yeshua's answer is a little bit of a doicha, why we would say the Chamish Asa B'Shvat is significant if we say we go according to picking. He says that ultimately what it is we have to say that there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Chamish Asa B'Shvat is the day for tree fruits. And that's how it is, even if in a particular case, it's not as negeya as we're actually going to have something along those lines in the Gemara in a few lines. And therefore he learns a halacha l'maisa from that. He says sometimes you have fruits that are grown in other countries and then they're shipped to Eretz Yisrael still unfinished, and the gemar malacha of them takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is such fruits are chayiv and truma and mice. So even though they grew in other places because the gemar malacha was in Eretz Yisrael, those places don't necessarily have the same seasonal patterns as Eretz Yisrael. Some of them might even be in the southern hemisphere, where Chamish Asa B'Shvat is in the middle of the summer rather than as it is in Eretz Yisrael, the middle of the winter. Wouldn't you say that for those you go according to something else? No, not necessarily. Based on our Gemara, you go according to Chamish Asa B'Shvat regardless, he says. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Hosin. So the Gemara asks, by the way, okay. So that answers it. So that establishes it then. Rav Gamliel, when he says that an esrog follows the kita, he means you're still treating it like a tree as far as what the cutoff date is. You're just saying that it's unlike other trees in that you go according to the kita when it's picked rather than chanota when it's first, according to Rashi, when the tiny fruit is first visible after the petals of the leaves, after the petals of the flower have fallen off, and according to the Rambam when it reaches one third of its growth. So the Gemara asks, by the way, Maishna Hosam, why is it, now, at the beginning of the Sugya on Dr. Bayes, when we first started talking about Maiser of vegetables, we brought a Bryce over there that talked about a case where you have vegetables that started growing during the second year and then continued growing into the third year, and you pick them in the third year. And of course, you have the same thing. Second year is Maiser Sheni, third year is Maiser Oni. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Hosam to Katani, why is it over there in that Bryce on Dr. Bayes, we learned im hoisa shnia nichneses l'shlishes. The expression was if it was a second year fruit going into the third year, then we said ma'isa sheni for the first batch and ma'isa oni for the second batch. Or ma'isa hocha tekatani im hoisa shlishes nichneses l'rabias. Why here by the esrog instead do we use the third year and the fourth year? We're saying if it started growing during the third year and was or not started growing, if some of them were picked during the third year and some of them were picked during the fourth year. By the vegetables, we said if some of them were picked during the second year and some during the third year. Why here by esrog are we using a different expression? And the answer is milsa agav uchek mashmalon. The Braisa, the Tana of the Braisa, wanted to tell us something else incidentally. You should know the esrog kashala yoda. When people handle an esrog tree, the tree is very sensitive to it, and it disturbs its growth. Kashula yoda literally means the hand is hard for it. So people touching the tree disturbs its growth. But I did a mamash mashay kula amu b'shvius. Now what happens is everybody's touching the tree during Shemitah, because during Shemitah everything on the tree, everything that grows on the tree during Shemitah is hefter. So therefore you have people going through the orchard and touching the trees and picking a esrogim from them. So therefore, loitoin priyad tlashin. Afterwards, the tree doesn't start producing fruit again for 3 years. So therefore, the Braisa did not use the expression where it's a second year fruit that went into the third year. In other words, where you picked some during the second year and some during the third year, because practically speaking, on an esrog tree that was subject to the halachas of Shemitah, you're not going to find a esrogim during the second year because they're not going to be growing because the tree was disturbed during Shemitah. Only in the third year are they going to start growing again, and therefore you'll have some esrogim that are ready to be picked at the end of the third year and others at the beginning of the fourth year. There's a verse on it from a Tzadik HaKoyen from Lublin that says because the esrog, after all, the mitzvah of it is to be taken by your hand, therefore it's like very sensitive to touching, which is not part of that mitzvah, and therefore the Gemara is saying over here that the tree is very sensitive, and once you do that, it won't grow fruit properly for a while afterwards. More on this topic. Bominei Rav Yochanan mi Rav Yanai. So Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yanai, Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Emesai. Again, for an Esrog, when do we say it's Rosh Hashanah is? Okay, we had Rav Baram Huna saying that even according to Rav Gamliel, that the Rosh Chodesh of it is Chamish Asa B'Shvat. Is that in fact the case? Omalei Shvat. So Rav Yanai says, with a Pashtus, yes, in Shvat, like other trees. Rabbi Yochanan asks him, Shvat the Chadoshim or Shvat the Tkufa? we still have to ask, given that we were saying before, that the reason that that Chamisha Asar B'Shvat is based on the idea that most of the rain for the year has fallen. Now, not necessarily is that going to be the same every year, because the Jewish dates shift every year back and forth within the solar calendar. We have this year, for example, although everything is very early. Next year is going to be a leap year and things are going to be later. So for example, do we say Shvat Chadashim, meaning we count from Rosh Chodesh Shvat 15 days later is Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, or Shvat Tkufa, which would be, in other words, we talked the other day about the various mazalos, about the 12 mazalos. Each one of them is the one rising in the east together with the sunrise for a month during the year. Mazal tzua during Nisan, Mazal Shor during Iyar, etc. So in that case, Shvat Tkufa would be, we look when what the mazal of Shvat is Mazal Dli. So we would look when Mazal Dli is starting to rise in the east together with the sun, then that's the beginning of Shvat Tkufa. To put it in modern terms, it would be something around the end of January. So do we say then that Mazal Shvat would be, so would we say then that Shvat Tkufa would be from the end of January, let's say January 22nd or so, give or take, and Chamisha Asar B'Shvat for this purpose would be 15 days after that, so like February 6th. Do we say that? Omalei, and Rav Yana tells him, no, the Chadashim, we mean Chamisha Asar B'Shvat on the Jewish calendar, as we usually do when we refer to dates. This is part of what I was saying before. Shlomo Zalman points out about this. So you see, every year, the fact is every year it shifts. How can you say every year Chamisha Asar B'Shvat is necessarily when the trees are starting to blossom and when we say that most of the rain has fallen for the year or not? Obviously, he says it must be Allah HaLamash V'Sinai, that that's how it is. There's a certain fixed date, and that date doesn't depend on the particular climatic conditions of that year. More so, also Bomine Rava Merab Nachman. In this connection, Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ba'ami v'Rav Yochanan Merab Yanai. Others say that this is also part of what Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yanai. Ha'isa Shanim or Beres Mahu. What if it was a leap year? In a leap year, again, everything is shifted a month. So would you say that it's still Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, even though in that kind of year it's 3 months before Tishrei, before Pesach? Or would you say that no, maybe you move it to Tesvav Adar Aleph that year? Because Adar Aleph is sort of in place of Shvat that year. Amalei, and Rav Nachman, or Rav Yana, answers him, no, Holachacha Rav Shanim, you go according to most years. So most years, it's Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, therefore that's how it is in a leap year as well. Tosfos, by the way, points out, I mean, it is true, of course, going back to this matter of Shvat to Chadashim of Shvat to Tkufa, it's true, of course, that the ripening of the fruit does primarily depend on the sun. Nevertheless, there is a certain factor of the moon as well. The moon also has an influence on it as well. The same pasuk that mentions Tvoi Shomesh also mentions Geresh Yerachim. So therefore, we could say, in other words, that the 15th, when the time when the moon is full during Shvat, has a certain effect on the growth cycle of the plants. Also, anyway, we Jewish people count the horns of Ravana. So therefore, almost everything that we say in Halacha about that date is going to be as far as that. More on this topic of Esrogim. Omer Rab, Esrog bas shishis shenichneses l'shvias. Suppose you have an Esrog that started growing, it reached Chanotah during the 6th year of Shemitah, shenichnes l'shvias, and now it entered the 7th year, and it's still on the tree and still continuing to grow. So Rabba says, p'tura min ha-maiser, or p'tura min ha-bir. It's going to be potter from maiser. Now we have to wonder, why should it be potter from maiser? Isn't it a 6th-year fruit? It should be chayiv and maiser like any others. We're going to get to that point in a minute. Or p'turim in a beer, it's also, on the other hand, potter from beer, because it's not shmita fruit. Beer, the fact that you have to eventually remove all of a certain kind of produce from your possession when it's not available for the chayis in the field anymore, that applies only, of course, to shmita fruit. This isn't shmita fruit because it began growing during the 6th-year. Why it is that it's potter from maiser, we're going to talk in a minute. On the other hand, if the esrog started growing during the 7th year and continued growing during the 8th year, that it's potter from meiser, but it's chayev and beer as shmita fruit would be. So the question is why? I understand the sefer of what you're saying. So it's potter from meiser because kedushas shvius applies to it. So therefore, it's hefker, and hefker is potter from meiser. So in other words, you're saying that when it comes to determining what year it belongs to, you're going according to Chanukah. You're not going according to when it was picked. Like, and fine, we said before, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer had both agreed that trees go according, that trees are, that Esrogim are like other trees as far as Shvius. And here we're talking about Shvius. So fine, so we understand why in the Sefer it's Potter from Meiser, because it's Hefter, and because the year when it reached Chanukah is a year when everything is Hefter. And of course, then beer. Then if it's Shmita fruit, then beer applies. So that sefer we apply. So the sefer we understand. L'chumra. Everything in there is l'chumra. Which Tosfos spells that out. I mean, the fact that we're saying it's potter from Meiser itself is a kula. Okay, but then we're saying, in other words, even if it was we might argue that there's a suffix with an esrog. After all, do we go according to Lakita or do we go according to Chanukah? Later on the Amud, we're going to bring another opinion that says that we go according to that we're going to bring another opinion at the bottom of the Amud that says that we go according to Lakita as far as Shvius as well. So fine, Abaya is saying to Rabba, I can understand when it comes to when it comes to the Sefer, when it started growing in the seventh year, when it was picked in the eighth year. Fine, you're going to say that you're going to say there's a suffix whether you go according to Chanukah, which was in the seventh year, or the Kitta in the eighth year. So fine, we're going to be machmir as far as beer. But after all, you did have to be machmir it because it started growing during Shemitah. So I understand why it's potter from Meiser. That's not considered a kula or a chumra. That's just a fact. It's Hefter. And therefore, and you're being mechayev it in beer to be on the safe side. Ella. Ella Reisha, Turim and Abir Amai, but in the Reisha of what you're saying it's potter from beer. Why? Damin and Zil Basa Chanukah. Evidently, because you're saying it's a certainty that we go according to Chanukah. After all, if there was a suffix whether we go according to liquid, then you would have to, then it ought to be Chayiv in beer. But in that case, Ihochi to Chayiv and Meiser. Well, by that logic, it should be Chayiv and Meiser. If you're so certain that we go according to Chanukah, Chanukah was in the sixth year. So why are you saying it's potter from Meiser? Omalei, the Rabbi answers him, Yada koma mashmashinva. After all, during Shemitah year, everybody is going to be handling it and touching it. How could you say it's chayv and Meiser? In other words, Rabbi is saying, it's true. In principle, this fruit is not chayv and shvius because it started growing and had Chanukah during the sixth year. But practically speaking, is anybody going to distinguish that from all the other esrogim on the tree? Obviously not. They're going to be taking whatever's available in the whatever crops are growing, regardless of whether it actually has Yushas Shvius or not. So therefore, for all practical purposes, it's Hefker, and Hefker is going to be potter from Meiser. So not because it really is Shmita fruit, but because practically speaking, that's how people are going to be treating it. Now again, of course, if we go according to Lakita, then it doesn't matter. We're talking about according to the opinion that we're going to have further down on the Amud, that it goes, or rather we're following over here. Rabba is following the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that said before that as far as Shvius we go according to when Chanukah took place. So even though this particular one had Chanukah during the sixth year, and therefore it's not Shmita fruit, practically speaking, it's Hefker because that's how it ends up being. On the other hand, Rav Hamnuna Amar, now Rav Hamnuna disagrees with Rabba on that. He says, no, Bas Shishis, Shinechnetz Shvius, La'olam Shishis. When it started growing during the sixth year and goes into Shemitah, then it's always considered sixth year fruit. For all purposes, you need to take Meiser from it, and it's potter from beer. Because Rav Hamnuna is saying, it may be true that practically speaking it's Hefker, but it's not as people have a right to take it. Okay, I mean, you're going to have the same kind of thing. If somebody steals your fruit, that doesn't potter it from Meiser. If somebody considers your fruit in a regular year Hefker and steals it, you're not going to say that potters it from Meiser. The fact is, they're wrong for stealing it. Rav Hamnuna says the same thing over here. They're wrong for taking this fruit because the fact is it's not Shmitah. You would be, let's say, perfectly entitled to put up a sign on this tree saying, don't touch this tree, the fruit on it is not Shemitah fruit. If people ignore that, that doesn't mean it's Hefker. It means that people are not doing what they're supposed to do. No reason that should pass through it from Meiser. And Rav Hamnuna continues, Obas Shvius, and Echneses, L'Shminis, L'Olam Shvius. On the other hand, if you have an esrog that started developing during the seventh year and it went into the eighth year, then it's considered Shmita fruit for all purposes as far as that's potter from Meiser and it's chayiv in beer. Okay. So the Gemara says Meisi. Now, I have a contradiction from a Braisa on both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. Abraisa says, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Shimon, Esrog bas Shishis shenechneses l'shviyis, an Esrog that started, that developed, that had Chanota in the sixth year, and now is in the seventh year, Pturim and a Maisir, Pturim and a Beer, is Potter from Maisir and from Beer. Fine, so far that's the same as both of them. And he continues, She'en l'chadav, well, we're going to see actually whether it is, She'en l'chadav v'shechayev v'maisir, Elim king godol b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv, because you never have anything that's chayev and maisir unless its growth and its picking both took place during a time when it's chayev. So the Braisa is saying, in other words, in this case, since one of the years that this Esrog development took place in was Shemitah, therefore it doesn't matter which one that was. So he says, in other words, in order for it to be Chayiv and Meiser, it would have to be that Godol B'chiyuv, Nilkat B'chiyuv, here you don't. The Godol took place B'chiyuv because it was during the sixth year, but the Nilkat was not because it was during the seventh year as far as Meiser, and as far as Shemitah, the other way around, in order for it to be, he's focusing on Meiser. So as far as Meiser, you have Godol B'chiyuv, but you don't have Nilkat B'chiyuv. And he continues, if you have an Esrog that started growing, during Shemitah and continued growing in the eighth year, also Pturim and Amaiser, Pturim and Beer. It's also going to be Potter from Meiser and from Beer from the rules of Shemitah. Because in order for something to be Chayiv in Beer, it has to have grown during the seventh year and have been picked also during the seventh year. And here you don't because it was picked in the eighth year. So in other words, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda is saying that in both cases, sixth going into seventh, seventh going into eighth, either way, it's potter from both Meiser and Shemitah. So on one level, he's saying like Rabbah, the fact is that Yad HaKom HaMash Mashin, everybody is taking it and touching it, therefore, practically speaking, it becomes Hefker, even though it's not the technical required kind of Hefker of Shemitah. And then he's saying in the sefer, why am I saying that's potter from beer? Because the fact is it wasn't picked during Shemitah, and when it comes to whether it's chayiv in Shemitah, we go according to when it's picked. So the problem with this braisa is reisha kasha l'Rav Hamnuna. The reisha of it is a problem for Rav Hamnuna because Rav Hamnuna had said that we consider it a sixth-year fruit in the Reisha for all purposes, meaning that we'd say it's Chayiv and Meiser, but this Braise is saying, like Rabbah, that's Potter from Meiser, and Sefer, Kasha Bein L'Rabbah, Bein L'Rav Hamnuna. And the Sefer doesn't work according to either one of them. But they said that when it started growing during the seventh year and continued into the eighth year, it's Chayiv and Beer, and the Braise is saying it's Potter from Beer. So how do they deal? How do they deal with this Braise? Okay, Tosfos points out, I mean, of course, you have the other Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon, but Tosfos says that actually the Chachamim may disagree with Rav Shimon. They may disagree with him on other aspects of Shemitah. They might agree with him as far as Biur. And another possibility, anyway, is that maybe an Esrog is different. Maybe in general, maybe the Chachamim would agree with Rav Shimon that Biur doesn't apply to Esrogim. For one thing, Tosfos doesn't spell out the reason why, but they just say maybe there's a certain reason. A possible reason is because Esrogim will stay on the tree for many years. You have an Esrog will keep on growing and growing. It doesn't fall off at the end of the growing season like most other foods do. Anyway, so how would Rabbah or Rav Hamnuna understand this Braisa? Rav Hamnuna would be contradicted by both parts of it. Rabbah is contradicted by the Sefer, which says it's Potter from Beer, where Rabbah had said that it's Chayiv in Beer when it started growing during the seventh year. The answer is Tanoim. The answer is there's actually a Machloikas Tanoim. So you have we're gonna see that there are Tanoim who disagree with them and there are Tanoim who agree with them. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Omer Rav Yosi, Avtumus Heid Mishum Chamishas Kenim, Avtumus, that was his name, he was one of the Chachamim, said in Eidus in the name of five Kenim. You have here and in a couple of other places it mentions these Chamishas Kenim. I don't think it ever lists who they are. It could be the Zkenim of the generation before Rabbi Yossi, so that would include, for example, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, etc. Or it could mean Zkenim, it could mean maybe some unspecified Zkenim. Whatever it is, Avtumus said in their name, Esrog achalukitose lemaiser. That the Esrog, when it comes to Meiser, you go according to when it's picked. So now before we took, so in other words, that would be like, we said, like Rabbi Gamliel. We had before Rabbi Gamliel telling us that the Esther, if you go according to one, is picked as far as Meiser. So Rav Tumos is saying the same thing in the name of five skin. However, Rabbi Senu Nimnu Usha, however, all Rabbeim gathered together and voted in Usha, but Omru, and they said, no, Achalukitase, Bein Lameiser, Bein Lashvis. That no, it goes according to one, it's picked. Whether for Meiser or for Shvis. So now, as far as the Meiser, they're not disagreeing because Avtomus said the same thing. So the question is, Shvis man dechar shmei. So who said anything about Shmita? Why are the Chachamim of Usha mentioning Shmita when Avtomus didn't say anything about it? And the answer is Chasuri Mechsera. The Braisa is missing a phrase, Vahochi Chatoni, what it means to say it. Rabbi Yossi had said that Avtomus said Esrog achal kitosel Meiser, but achal chanotel Shvis. When it comes to Meiser, we go according to when it to when it was picked. When we go according to when we go for Shvius, we go according to when Chanata happened, and therefore if Chanata happened during the seventh year, then it belongs to the seventh year, and if it happened during the sixth year, it belongs to the sixth year. But Rabbi Senu Nimnu BaUsha Achal Kitasa Ben Meiser Ben Shvius. But the Chachamim in Usha decided that no, it follows the Kita from Meiser or for Shvius. So now Rabba and Rav Hamnuna can be agreeing with that last opinion. In other words, we're saying that when Avtumos had said that there's a difference between Meiser and Shmita. Shmita is going to go according to Chanata. So according to him, an Esrog that had Chanata in the sixth year would be a sixth year food. It should be Chayev and Meiser, except maybe we can say Yada Koma Mash Mishinboy. We can say, as Rabba said, that everybody is touching it and then taking it, and therefore practically speaking, it's Hector. So yeah, so that's what it is. So Rabba and Rav Hamnuna agree with Avtumos. So they say you go according to Chanata. So what happens, therefore? So when it's Shvius, so when it's Shishish and Achnesis for Shvius, then it's going to be Potter from Bir, of course, because Chanata was during the sixth year. When it comes to Shvius, Shin Achnesis for Shvius, they would say that it's Chayav in Bir. Now, their argument, Rabba and Rav Hamnuna's argument, is within Avtumos' opinion. Rav Hamnuna says the fact is a sixth year one that continued growing in the seventh year. Yes, practically speaking, it might be hefker, but it's not the kind of hefker that you're required to up the halacha. It's the kind of hefker where people are just taking for themselves. That's not enough to pater it. Rabba would say it doesn't matter. Hefker is hefker. Meanwhile, then, the Braisa that we just quoted that said that Rav Shimon had said that's potter, whether it's sixth going into seventh or seventh going into eighth. That would be according to the Chachamim of Usha. So he's going to say, therefore, so you go according to Chanata, you go according to Lakita as far as Shvius, and therefore, since the Lakita took, so in the first case, the Lakita took place during Shmita, fine, but nevertheless, the fact is it grew during the sixth year, and you go according to that. So when it was picked during the eighth year, then it's going to be an eighth year fruit, and therefore it's potter from beer, but it's also potter from Meiser, because again, while it was growing, it was Hector. Okay, so no contradiction for them from the Braisa. So it comes out, in other words, Tosfos points out, it comes out, you have three different opinions, what we do with a surrogate. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Esrogim are like other trees for all purposes. Meiser and Shmita, both and Orla and Revai, all of them we go according to Chanata. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it depends. We go according to Chanata, where Rabbi Gamliel may well have been one of the Chamisha Skenim. He says you go according to Chanata when it comes to Shvius, and we go according to Lakita when it comes to Meiser. And now we have the Chachamim of Usha. Who said that? So Rav Gamliel would hold like Avtumos. And now we have the Chachamim from Usha who said that actually it goes according to Lakita for all purposes. To determine what year the Esrog belongs to, we go according to when it was picked for all purposes, both as far as Meiser and as far as Shvius. So if it was picked during the year of Meiser Sheni, then we give Meiser Sheni. If it was picked during the year of Meiser Oni, we give Meiser Oni. And when it comes to Shmita, if it was picked during Shmita, then it has the din of Shmita fruit. And if it was picked not during Shmita, then we don't. That would be according to them. Okay. Itmar. So now we have a further discussion about this. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish Amitavayu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say, Esrog Bashishis and Afnesis Lashvias, when an Esrog had Chanota during the sixth year and continued into the seventh year, La Olam Shishis, it's considered sixth year for all purposes, so it's Chayev and Meiser, like any sixth year fruit. They don't agree with Rabbi Svara about Yada Koma Mashmashin, and it's Potter from man, it's Potter from beer because it's not Shemitah fruit. Ki also Rovin Omer Rabbi Yechanan, and in fact, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Esrog bas shishis shenichnas al shviyas. If you have an esrog that began developing during the sixth year and continued into the seventh, afilu kizayis v'nasas kikar. Even if during the sixth year the esrog was only the size of a kizayis, and now later on during the seventh year during shmita it grew so much more, and now it's the size of a loaf of bread, he would say that the vast majority of its growth took place during shmita. Shouldn't we consider it shmita fruit? No, we consider it. We consider it sixth year fruit to the extent that chayav and aleh mishum tevel, that we're going to be chayav if we eat it if, without taking truma and meiser, as a person is chayav for eating tevel. In other words, we go according to chanota for even though the majority of the fruit grew during shmita. There is actually a different girsa instead of kikar, and instead there's a girsa kikad, which means that it grew to be the size of a jug. Same thing though. The point is that most of its growth took place during shmita. The Rambam actually holds that this is not really contradicting what we just said before, that we go according to Lakita. We say, in other words, the Rambam brings both of these halachas, that you go according to Lakita, but also this din. So the Radbaz explains on the Rambam that when it comes to Maisiv, he's going Lachumra, essentially to be on the safe side. That we would say that for that purpose, we would say that as far as Maisiv, we still go as far as Chanukah. The Ravid, in fact, disagrees with that because he learns all Gemara differently. Okay. More on this topic. Tana Rabbanan. Ilon shechontu peirosev kodim kesvav v'shvat. If a tree's fruit, and here we're talking about regular trees, not necessarily a seregim, so other trees, if the fruit of it blossomed, or again, whatever chanot, however we define chanota, if that took place before the 15th of Shvat, misasu l'shana sh'avra, then the ma'aser of it goes according to the previous year, as we've been saying. Acha kesavah b'shvat misasu l'shana haba. After chamisha asu b'shvat, then the fruit goes according to the coming year's ma'aser. So again, as we said before, if, for example, the fruit had chanota before chamisha. If the fruit had chanota before chamisha asu b'shvat of the second year, let's say, or of the third year, let's say, then it would belong to the second year, and we'd take Ma'aser Sheni from it. And if it was after Chamisha Asa B'Shvat of that year, then it belongs to the third year, and we take Ma'aser Ani. Omer of Nehemiah, but now Reb Nehemiah throws in a wrinkle. B'med v'rem amurim, when is that talking about? Says Reb Nehemiah, b'ilon sh'oise sh'tei b'riches v'shona. With a tree that produces two b'riches a year. So we must interject the second, one second. Shtei brichas takudaydach. What do you mean two brichas? The word bricha is the term that you use for a brood of chicks, for example, that were born during a season. For example, Rashi brings from a Mishnah in Baba Basra that talks about that you have doves in a birdhouse, you have doves, you have pigeons in a birdhouse, and you have bricha rishona, the first cluster of babies that were born from the first eggs that were hatched from that were laid by the mother bird, and then you'll have the next one and so forth. So bricha is a term that applies only to groups of birds that are born from one clutch of eggs. You don't use that term when it comes to fruit. So what does Reb Nehemiah mean? Also, Tosfos says another possibility is that it's not common enough for trees to produce two crops of fruit a year. So therefore, if we say, and Tosfos holds like they do throughout Shas, that Maaser of other fruits other than grain and grapes and olives is only Dirabanan, then why would the Chachamim? So one possibility is not the problem that was not the word brichos, but rather why would the Chachamim make different rules for a tree that produces two batches of fruit during a year, which is very uncommon. But anyway, Tosfos's primary explanation is like Rashi, that the question is not so much on that, the question is just on the word brichas. Anyway, so the Gemara answers, okay, Ela ema ke'in shtei brichas. Fine, we don't mean two brichas, actually, we mean like two brichas. We mean, in other words, that the tree produces two crops of fruit a year. Which Rashi says, no, so it doesn't even have to mean two completely separate crops. Rashi says, for example, figs. The figs, when they grow on the tree, each time that different figs on the tree ripen at different times, and you pick them at different times. So, in fact, various places in the Medrash that uses for that reason, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, that uses figs as a metaphor for Talmid Chachamim, learning Torah. Every time you go to the fig tree, you find new figs that are ripe and ready to eat. And the same way, every time you learn Torah, you find new insights in it. So the same kind of thing as we learned the other day, Rashi mentions, that we learned the other day about certain kinds of vegetables that you pick them piecemeal, because as each one dries out on the plant, you pick it. So it is with figs as well. So Rav Nechemiah is saying this rule about before and after Hamisha Asa B'Shvat applies to only to such kind of trees. For example, fig trees. Aval ilana is a bricha achas, but a tree that produces only one crop, meaning where you harvest all the fruit from it at one time. For example, palm trees or olive trees or carob trees. Even though Chanota took place before the 15th of Shvat, nevertheless, Misasvin, the Shana Abba, you still take Maizda from them based on the following year, on the year that they mostly developed, not the year when Chanota took place, says Reb Nechemiah. Tosfos points out that actually we learned before that olive trees go according to Shlish, not according to Chanota. So in that case, Tosfos says that really the word Zaysim doesn't really belong over here. He's mentioning various fruits. He mentioned Zaysim, but really that's not the way it should be, because by them you go according to Shlish when they reach one third. The Ritva actually talks about the other way around. He says maybe the previous Gemara that said that Shlish applies to them is not really precise, and here we're saying the actual precise thing, that it's Chanota like most trees. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Nahgua Am B'Charuvin K'Rav Nechemiah. Rabbi Yechanan says people have the minhag when it comes to carobs to follow Rabbi Nechemiah. They don't go according to when Chanota took place. They go according to when most of it grew. So the Gemara says Eisvei Rishlokish L'Rabbi Yechanan. So Rishlokish asks Rabbi Yechanan, what do you mean people are noyig like that? We learn in a Mishnah in Shavuos. Bnois Shuach, there's a kind of figs called Bnois Shuach, which develop very, very slowly. Rashi brings from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that they're white figs, so regular figs are dark colored, these are light colored. Tosfos has a long discussion about over here whether these Bnois Shuach from certain Gemaras, it sounds like they're a higher quality fruit. And there's even a possibility that they were the fruit from the Chepei Tadas, and other Gemara seem to imply that they were lower quality fruit. So Tosfos mentions that actually what it is there may be two different types. There's Bnois Shuach and Bnois Sheva. Bnois Shuach are the inferior ones, Bnois Sheva are the good ones. So these Bnois Shuach, now they grow very slowly. It takes 3 years from when the fruit starts developing until it's ready to pick. So Shvius, Shalahan Shnia, for them, the dinim of Shemitah took place during the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Because it takes them 3 years to produce fruit. So what happens, in other words, you have fruit, you have Bnois Shuach that started developing on the tree that had Chanota in Shemitah. They continue growing on the tree. When are they finally ready for picking? Only 2 years later. So then those fruits, since their Chanota were doing Shvius, then therefore the dinim of Shvius applied to them as far as the various rules of how you're allowed to use Shmita fruit and a beer and so on and so forth. So we see from that you go according to Chanota. And here we're talking about figs. So you're saying you go according to Chanota. So what are you telling me that people have a minhag to do like Reb Nechemiah when it comes to carobs and then go according to when it mostly grew? Ishtik. So Reb Yechanan, rather, was quiet. He didn't answer. Now, the question is, why didn't he answer? As usual, when we have that an Amora doesn't answer, doesn't mean he didn't answer because he didn't have an answer. He couldn't think of an answer. It was a good upschlag, or because he didn't care to answer because he's thinking the other person should realize that was an unnecessary question. So Amalei Rav Abba HaKoyen, Rav Yossi HaKoyen, Amai Ishti. So why was Rav Yechanan quiet? Leimalei, he could have answered, Aminolach HaNor Rav Nechemiah, Ba'at Amet Li Rabbanon. So what? I'm telling you what Reb Nechemya says, that you go according to when it mostly grew. You're bringing me what the Chachamim say. Fine, Reb Nechemya is a Tanya. He's allowed to disagree with the Chachamim. I'm entitled to say that the halacha in this regard is like Reb Nechemya. So why not? And the answer is, of course he didn't say that. Mishum da'amalei, because Reish Lakish would tell him right back. So what? Shavka to Rabbanon va'adif to Reb Nechemya. So what? Why are you ignoring the Rabbanon and going according to Reb Nechemya? Since when do you go according to a Das Yachid? Tosfos points out, even more so, Rabbi Yochanan himself usually says halacha kestam mishnah. The mishnah over there about Benos Shuach has a stam mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan's own rule, the halacha ought to be like it. So therefore, that might be why Rabbi Yochanan did not answer that. Look, of course, you know there's two different opinions, and I'm following one because Reish Lakish would tell him right back, well, why are you following Rabbi Nechemya when you should be following the Rabban? So the Gemara says, so what? V'lei malei tamina lach nagu ba'at amet surah. So what? Let Rabbi Yochanan say, you know what? Listen, I'm telling you what people are noyig, and you're telling me that you're not allowed to go according to Lakita. Fine, I agree, it's also, but this is how people are noyig. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? And the answer is, of course not, because Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell Bimkayim Isura Kinagu Shapkin and Light. So what? If it's also, we don't allow them to do a minhag, which is also Alpi Halacha. If the Halacha is, in fact, like the Chachamim, that you go with all fruits according to Chanata, and therefore we say that Bnos Shuach, for example, you go according to Chanata, and you don't go according to Lakita, or according to when it's ready for Lakita, or whatever, then how could people, all of a sudden, by Charuvin, be noyig like Reb Nechemya? You don't allow them to be noyig something which would be usur. So therefore, that might be why Reb Yochanan didn't answer. So the question is, still, Rabbi Yochanan had something else he could have answered. You know what, though? I'm telling you about Meiser of Caribs, which is only Dirabbanon. What are you trying to contradict me based on Shvius, which is Daraisa? Fine, when it comes to things Daraisa, you have to go according to Chanata. When it comes to things Dirabbanon, you're allowed to go according to Lakita, which is what people do by Caribs. So Rabbi Yochanan should have said that. Why didn't he? In fact, by the way, the Rambam learns that there's different kinds of caribs for this purpose. In some places, in some places in Shas, it mentions there's something called Chorubet Salmoina, caribs that grow in the place called Salmoina. Those caribs are not really as good to eat as other kinds of caribs. People don't usually eat them. So those kinds, the Rambam learns, would be Chayiv in Truma and Maisa only Dirabbanan, because usually they're not used as human food. But he says other kinds of caribs that are eaten normally by people, of course, those are going to be chayev, just like all other fruits. Now, Rambam is going, according to his shitta, that all tree fruits are chayev and maisa and truma and maisa daraisa. Tosfos, who holds that most fruits are chayev only to Rabbanon, they're going to say, well, that's why we're mentioning choruvin. When it's not only choruvin, the same thing would apply to most tree fruits, that they're chayev only to Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, it would only be choruvin, and within that, only choruvin talmud. Okay, so anyway, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer Reish Lakish that? Ella Omer of Abba HaKoyin, so rather, Rabbi Abba HaKoyin says, you know what, there must be a mistake in what was told. Tmihani in a Shiva Reish Lakish L'Truvazu. I would be very surprised if Reish Lakish mentioned this contradiction from the Mishnah and Shvius, because not a contradiction at all. There's an obvious difference between Shvius, which applies to all fruits, Daraisa, versus Maisa, which applies to Choruvin, or at least only to these particular type of Choruvin, only the Rabbanon. Reish Lakish wouldn't have made such an elementary mistake. So it's not possible, says Rav Abba, I would be very surprised if Reish Lakish actually even brought up the question in the first place. What do you mean, Imeh Shiva, the Gemara says, what do you mean, if he asked it? Oh, Oisla, he did. The fact of the matter is, we were there when Reish Lakish said that to Rav Yochanan. Ella, rather, Rav Abba is wondering, Ema, in Kibla, Rav Yochanan, Im like Kibla, did Rav Yochanan accept the argument, and then he was quiet because he couldn't think of an answer, or Loi Kibla, or he didn't even accept it as a valid question, and he ignored the question because he's thinking to himself, Reish Lakish, come on, you know the difference between Daraisa and Dirabbanan. So Rav Abba is saying, in other words, yes, it's true that Reish Lakish asked Rav Yochanan this question, but when Rav Yochanan was quiet, was it because he thought it is a very strong question and I don't have an answer? The Mishnah is implying that you go according to Chanata, and here we're saying that people go according to Lakita, and how can you do that? Or did he not bother with it because it's not a very good question because there's an obvious difference between Shmita, which is Daraisa, and then Maisa or Choruvin, which is only Derabanan, and therefore they can have different rules. Okay. So to summarize then, with most fruits, with most tree fruits, we go according to Chanota, when at least as far as Shavuos. When it comes to certain fruits, we can say that when it comes to Cheruvim, we can say you go according to Lakita. According to Tosfos, that would apply more generally to fruits because most of them are only Chayiv Derabanan. According to the Rambam, it would apply only to Cheruvit Samoina, which are not regular food for people. Then with them, you can go according to Lakita. As far as Meister and as far as Shavuos. As far as Asrogim, we said we have three different opinions whether you go according to Chanota, according to Lakita, according to Chanota for everything, according to Lakita for everything, or according to Chanota for Shemitah, and according to Lakita for Meister. And so we had three different opinions about that. The halacha is we follow Lakita both for Meister and for Shavuos, with the exception that the Rambam adds that based on what we said, that Rabbi Yochanan had said that if it started developing during the sixth year, we still say that it's chayiv in Shemitah and Meister, even though most of it grew in Shemitah because of the fact that it began growing in the sixth year. For that purpose, we do follow Chanota. Because it reached Oinas HaMaitzris, because it reached the stage, according to the Rambam, Chanota is when it reaches the stage, when it's Chayiv and Meiser, because it reached that during the sixth year, then therefore it continues to be Chayiv and Meiser even afterwards.
Yes, Chayiv.